Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from St. Matthew, and we're focusing on this verse. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I got a paper cut on that name tag, filling it out. Ouch. Well, we are in our third week of a four-week series called Empowered by Grace. We've been looking at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but how he has given us his resurrection, and that we have a new life that we live all by his grace. And so in the first week, we found out the purpose of this new life in Christ is to share the grace of Jesus Christ with every single person that we can. And last week, we talked about how we can we are empowered by grace to serve one another. And this week, we're going to be focusing on how we are empowered by grace to give. So, is it easy to give or not? Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I had the wonderful honor of actually going for the first time down to downtown Chicago and then down south to go with my wife, Melissa, and my son, Owen, and some out-of-town friends. We went to the Museum of Science and Industry. Wow, that thing is pretty awesome. But as we pulled up right in front of it at an intersection, here comes a homeless man with a sign. He wants something. And even though I didn't, he came up, but then the light turned and I went on, I've often wondered, you know, usually they want just a little bit of cash, and what if, you know, they wanted a little bit of cash so that they can get a train fare, get a bus fare, and then, you know, head down to a shelter that they were going to. It's easy, right? Yeah, all right, sure. You know, flip out a few bucks and give it to them. That's one way. But is it easy to physically get out of your car, hand the keys to him or her, and say, it's yours. There you go. And walk away. No questions asked. Okay, maybe it's not so easy. How'd you feel when I told you that example, huh? Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, honestly, when I approached it this week about giving, I started feeling that way. I mean, why is that? Well, I mean, every single time we approach this subject about money or about our possessions, you know, we start to fidget. Maybe we start to tune out. Oh, boy, here goes Pastor again. You know, maybe we start to feel a little uncomfortable. And I wondered, why? Why do I feel uncomfortable about this? Why is it difficult to talk about this? Why can I not, you know, fear preaching or teach about giving, about money and possessions, without fearing some kind of mass exodus to the exits here? Honestly, why? Well, I'm going to offer a reason. See what you think. I think it's because we value our possessions. Money is important to us. Our money and our possessions are vital to our life. They are. So maybe that's why it's not so easy to give. Maybe that's why it's easy, maybe to just, you know, hand a few bucks to someone, but it is definitely not easy to hand a huge, expensive car over no strings attached. No, it just doesn't seem like it's that easy to give. And it's not easy because we spend our lives, much of our lives, getting rather than giving. Think about it. Every single day, you and I are bombarded by advertisements for everything. Products, experiences, you name it. I mean, and we get it on radio, we get it on the television, we see it billboards up there, we see it in print media. Oh, we see it even at movies nowadays. Oh, we see it also on the internet. So many ads on all of those web pages. We even get it on our phones here. And every single one of these, what are they saying? You need this. And so we get out our cash, we get out our checks, we get out our credit, our debit cards, we get out our money to get it. And once we get that, once we obtain those possessions with our money, once we get it, oh, that luxury becomes a necessity. Oh, well, we need to get more. We have to get more money. We have to get more possessions. And so we work harder and harder to get that income. And so we can get more and more. It's like a national pastime here, you know? Now, notice that this is not about whether you are rich or poor by any standard. This is not about how many zeros are in your bank account. This is not about whether you have a little or whether you have a lot, whatever you think. It's about the desire for possessions. It's that desire to get more because, you know, having this stuff gives you some sense of identity, of purpose, of meaning in your life. It's the desire to get more because then your life is comfortable and secure. But in this never-ending pursuit of getting, oh, it's kind of hard to focus on giving. It's kind of hard to focus on giving to others when you're holding your money and possessions with a clenched fist. Yeah, it's hard to give when you spend so much of your life and of your time and of your energy getting. So when you look at all this activity that you and I engage in terms of accumulating possessions and money, well, guess what? All that actually reveals what's in your heart. You see, both getting and giving is a matter of the heart. Take a look at our text this morning, this little bit of teaching from what's called the Sermon on the Mount. And look what Jesus says about all this. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. You see, Jesus is saying it's actually foolish. Foolish to spend so much time and energy accumulating possessions because, guess what? They may be stolen or wiped out or lost. But it's wise to store up heavenly possessions. And then he goes on. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? So if your heart is full of light, you will desire those heavenly possessions. But if it's full of darkness, well then you're just going to spend all your time trying to get things that you will never, ever be able to keep forever. And then he concludes, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Actually, that word serve there, it's too soft. It actually should be better translated back in Jesus' day as be a slave to, a slave. So you see, when you are pursuing all these possessions and all this money, you don't control them. You're not in control of them. They control you. unless you are controlled by God. You see, Jesus' teaching here reveals the heart of the matter, but it also reveals what's in your heart. And that's Jesus. Jesus. You see, Jesus has filled your heart with heavenly treasures. He has filled them with an inheritance that is unspoiling, undefiled, and kept in heaven for you. He has filled you with treasures that are far better and more valuable than anything you see advertised out there. And he has filled your heart with light, because he has called you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. And this light is so much brighter than any bling that you can get on earth. And he has filled your heart with a love and devotion to God. And it all comes from God's love and devotion to you, filling your heart, filling your entire life with his cross and his empty tomb. So this is what Jesus says: for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So when you treasure Jesus, there your heart will be also. And a heart that treasures Jesus above all else has a different view of possessions. Possessions are no longer something to accumulate. No, they are gifts. Gifts from God, given to you purely out of his grace. And see, everything is a gift. Everything. Like I just pointed out to them, your shoes are gifts from God. Your clothing, your house, your home, your relationships, your family, your reason, your senses. Everything is a gift from God. And if everything is a gift from God, then guess what? You don't own anything. God does. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell within. You don't own anything. I don't care what the receipt says. I don't care what the certificate of ownership says. You don't own anything. I don't own anything. God does. And therefore, your possessions are not something that you accumulate, because you have been given everything in Jesus Christ. Possessions are not something that you run after and hold with a tight fist, because you have been given everything freely from God's open hand. Possessions are not to be at the center of your identity or your purpose or your meaning of life, because Jesus is. And therefore, possessions are meant to be given, to be shared, to be distributed to anyone who has need. So go ahead, take a look at everything that God has given to you, and then give it to others to bless them. Let me give you an example to kind of help you out here. Up in the Seattle-Tacoma area, there's a man named Jeff Vanderstelt who runs the Soma body. Soma means body. And there are a bunch of communities, gospel communities, that reach out to bless their city. But he has them do an exercise. He has each community sit down and he says, I want you on a piece of paper to list everything you have, everything you own. And I mean everything. And they start, you know, houses, cars. But pretty soon it starts to get, you know, quite daunting. Socks, flowers, everything. And all of a sudden they can't do it, because God has given them so much in abundance. And then he asks this one question: why has God given you all of this? And the answer? To bless others. To give to others. To help those in need. You see, even from giving big stuff to even your socks, those can bless other people. You can give in big and small ways. You can drop a huge donation, or you can drop a few coins in a bucket. It doesn't matter to God. As long as the willingness is there, it doesn't matter how big or how little you give. And you can give everything. You can give your money. You can give your material possessions. You can give yourself to someone. Because God is able to give you everything to give to others. That's how rich and abounding His grace is. And you can give in multiple ways. You can give to the work of the church with your offerings. You can give to charities, worthy charities, that actually seek to help people out and glorify God at the same time. You can give to anyone. You can give to your family. You can give to your friends. You can give to your coworkers. You can give to your classmates. You can give to strangers. And yes, you can even give to people that you will never see in your lifetime. So I want you to do something this week. I want you to take a look, just an honest look, at everything that God has given to you. And then I want you to find someone in need. And then I want you to meet that need. Meet that need with what God has given to you. You can do this by yourself. Sure, that's fine. You can probably do it with someone else. Maybe multiply the impact. Maybe do it as a group. Just give cheerfully, willingly. Give from a heart that treasures Jesus Christ. So you see, it is easy to give. But only when you value your possessions and your money as God's, not yours. Only when you see them as something to be shared and not held on to. Only when you have been seized by a giving Lord. It's easy to give, but only when you treasure Jesus above anything else. Amen.